This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Did you see President Biden's State of the Union address last night? Donald Trump is calling it an embarrassment, saying it may be the worst State of the Union speech ever. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The president never said Donald Trump's name, but the references were undeniable.
The American story of resentment, revenge, and retribution.
In the House chamber, the 81-year-old president spoke with an energy backers say has been lacking as he took a victory lap while trying to ease concerns over his age and fitness for the job.
I know it may not look like it, but I've been around a while.
He goaded Republicans from those who opposed his computer chips investment bill but take credit for it at home.
If any of you don't want that money in your district, just let me know.
To those who appeared to interject when he listed conservative groups who backed a bipartisan border compromise, Trump helped scuttle.
I know you know how to read.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Moments after the president finished his address, the Republicans responded.
The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader.
Alabama Senator Katie Britt, the youngest Republican woman elected to the Senate.
America deserves leaders who recognize that secure borders, stable prices, safe streets and a strong defense are actually the cornerstones of a great nation.
Did you see the video? A United Airlines jet lost a tire on takeoff but made a safe emergency landing in Los Angeles yesterday. The plane was on the way to Japan from San Francisco. The new jobs report comes out this morning. Likely another month of healthy hiring in February, but slower, say the experts. Unemployment rate likely stayed at 3.7%, they say. This is AP News. Now about the Great Lakes.
Scientists are trying to understand the impacts of a historic lack of ice on the Great Lakes. It's been an unseasonably warm winter. Ice coverage along all of the Great Lakes is only about 3%. It's usually 40%. Lake monitor Madeline McGee in Wisconsin worries about the impact of warmer weather.
If you think about, for example, algal blooms that happen in our Great Lakes, a lot of those conditions to set the stage for algal blooms actually happen in the winter.
Those algal blooms could be toxic to humans. Erosion is another issue.
In a year with lots of ice cover, the ice actually can protect the shoreline from those waves. When we don't have ice cover, like you saw today, we have really, really large waves that can erode the shoreline.
Less oxygen would make it into the lower, colder, and denser levels, which could cause plankton and other organisms in the lakes to die. Whitefish and lake trout feed on plankton. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.